Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise ye the Lord once again on tonight. Yes, those of you that are regular listeners know that I've normally played that song almost into its entirety. But because I have a special guest on tonight, and we have a powerful word that's going to come from Pastor Norman King on tonight from Greensboro, North Carolina, I cut that song short. But we are, as Christians, we do realize that we are living and we are experiencing a spiritual war that we are in right now. So on tonight, once again, you are now tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? It's in a video show. It's personal. It's a personal question. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so grateful for all of you that are dialing in on tonight. I see we have a lot of new people that are dialing in, and we are so grateful for you dialing in on tonight, and we pray that you be blessed by this broadcast on tonight. This is the ministry, worldwide ministry platform that God has blessed me to be the overseer of, and I am so grateful for what he is doing. As we get ready to go into the word tonight, and before we go into prayer, I'm asking our listeners, all of you that are faithful dialing listeners, and those of you that faithfully tune in through social media platforms around the world, you are familiar with Deacon Marvin Cox. He has been one of my regulars for over 5 years now. But on tonight, I want to announce that he made his heavenly transition on this evening. I didn't think it was going to hit me like this, but anyway. Deacon Marvin Cox, my brother in Christ, he's a part of my family for over 40-some years, but he has made his heavenly transition, so we want to continue to lift up his family, Betty Cox. We know that she suffered with COVID, and then she also had a stroke, but we want to continue to lift that family up in prayer on tonight, the Cox family. We also want to lift up the family of Dr. Carol Cole. She was a gospel musician. She played for many churches around the country and all over Michigan. I had the pleasure of meeting her when she played for St. James for many years. She came and played for St. James and many churches. So I was at the choir rehearsal last night. It was almost 300 people in the choir that's going to be singing at her homegoing service on this coming Saturday at Second Ebenezer Baptist Church. They'll be doing a musical tribute to her on tomorrow, also at Second Ebenezer Baptist Church, over on DeQuinder, it's starting at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. So her homegoing service will be, the family hour starts at 10 o'clock Saturday, and the homegoing service starts at 11 o'clock Saturday at Second Ebenezer Baptist Church on DeQuinder, where Bishop Edgar L. Vann is the pastor and shepherd there. So not only those families, but we want to lift up all families that have lost loved ones all over the land. We know that God, he don't make any mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he is a faithful promise keeper. He said he would put no more on us than we're able to bear. So he knows when it's time to call us home from labor to reward. So they have fulfill their God purpose. So we are grateful for them crossing our paths in this life. So now we want to continue to lift up all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, all those that are sick and afflicted, that have loved ones that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We want to continue to pray for them. We want to continue to lift up Mary Ann King in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. Also, Essie Tutt in Greensboro, North Carolina. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer. My niece, Latrice Curtis, who had serious surgery over 2 weeks ago, she is home now recuperating, and she's doing great. So we thank God for what he's doing. So we're going to go to God in prayer as sisters and brothers in Christ, touching and agreeing that God is God all by himself, and he is still worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We, your children, coming together once again on one accord, realizing that you are God, you are faithful God. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the life of your people, that you will be glorified through each one of us. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are worthy of our praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, we still give you the glory. We give you the honor and the praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. And we know that there is none like you in all the earth. So we thank you that you are in total control at all times. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would continue to comfort and strengthen all those that have been breathed on tonight. We thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because you are everywhere at the same time. So comfort and strengthen all those that have breathed on tonight. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence as only you can in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will help them to remember to look to the hills from which comes their help, for all of their help comes from you. And Heavenly Father, we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for Deacon Marvin Cox, his life, also Dr. Carol Cole for her life, and the works of their hands that gave you glory, honor, and praise while they were yet here in the land of the living. So this we give you glory, honor, and praise. So continue to comfort and strengthen their families in the name of Jesus and all those that are bereaved all over the land. Touch, heal, and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you would have your way on tonight through my special guest on tonight, Robin Robertson, and also Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to deliver your word on tonight. Through her testimony, be glorified, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for opening the prison doors all over the United States that prisoners can now hear your word and be blessed by your word. Not only those that are behind prison bars, all those that are listening through social media platforms around the world, we give you glory, honor, and praise. So have your way on tonight that you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name, and I'll continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials in, all those that are listening through social media platforms around the world, bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts. That we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. And tonight, it comes to us saying, in the form of a question, and it's personal, when was the last time you truly gave God praise? Tonight's spiritual food for thought, again, comes to us in the form of a question, and it's personal. When was the last time you truly gave God praise? I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyright to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. As I forestated, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministry, will be sharing God's word. So please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. But I am ready to bring forth my special guest on tonight, Sister Robin Robertson. She's a poet. I had the pleasure of meeting her not long ago, and God has anointed her to write poetry, which she has been a blessing to the body of Christ, sharing her poetry, a gift that God has anointed and blessed her to share with the body of Christ. So that being said, I'm not going to do a music break song right now because Pastor Norman King is going to share with you all a song before he brings forth God's word. So that I will let that be our music break song on tonight. But first and foremost, I'm going to ask my sister in Christ, Sister Robinson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. If you don't mind, would you please share with me and the listeners on tonight, would you please share with us a testimony?
Good evening, everyone. And Brother Brown, I'd like to thank you for having me on your show. I count it truly a privilege and an honor to be here. I am grateful to have the opportunity to share my gift that God has given me with your listeners. You asked the question, when is the last time that you gave God praise? Well, I give God praise every day because the truth of the matter is I sit here, a 55-year-old woman. I will be 56 next month on April 2nd, and I could be truly dead and gone, given the things that I've been through in my life and how it all started and some of the things that I encountered, I could definitely not be here. So every day that I open my eyes, I know that it is nothing but the grace of God that has kept me, that has sustained me, that has allowed me to overcome many obstacles that I have faced in my life. As I stated, I'm 55 years old. My oldest son will be 40 in December, and I have five more children under him. I was a single mother. I raised my kids as a single parent with the help of my friends that became like family to me. My mom passed away when I was 16 years old, and it kind of sent me on down a path that, you know, was not a good one. I was angry, I was rebelling, you know, and I made decisions that could have cost me everything, and also could have put my children sometimes in harm's way with some of the people that I was around and the decisions that I made. But we serve a mighty God, and I tell you, God kept his hands on me even when I wasn't giving him the praise and the honor that he deserved. One thing, though, is that I want to share with everyone is that my children are five sons and one daughter. And part of my testimony is that they are, in my opinion, one if not my greatest accomplishment. Because, you know, when you are a young single parent, when you become a statistic, people think that, you know, you're going to raise children that will go out into the streets and become miscreants, that they will not be people that are viable contributors to society. And I'm here to tell you today that I have five sons, none of which have records, none of which have ever been incarcerated for anything. They are husbands, they are fathers, they are hardworking people. My daughter is doing very well. She has two children. She is not a statistic. I was determined in my life to make sure that I would not be the statistic that, you know, people make single mothers to be. So I'm very, very proud of that. But I know that it was not my doing alone. It was the fact that even in throughout everything that we went through, God kept his hands on us throughout my entire encounter of raising them. And so, you know, I'm here. I want to say to Sean, Stephen, Sherrod, Ben, Kristen, and Jordan, you all are my testimony.
Wow.
And so, thank you. And so the first poem that I want to share with you, which will tell you a little bit about what I'm talking about.
Sister Robinson, hold on just one second. Before you do your first poem, I want to say to you, thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. And the reason I always say that to my first-time guest, always have my first-time guest share a testimony, because God said he would share his glory with no one. And you just shared with the listeners, somebody somewhere needed to hear that testimony, because I'm sure that it may be some other single mothers that's trying to raise their children in the fear of the Lord. So would you were just a blessing to someone on tonight through sharing your testimony. So that's why I always ask my first-time guest to share the testimonies, so that God would be glorified through your testimony. The listeners can be blessed by it. So we thank you for that powerful, awesome testimony on tonight. I do want to say that Sister Robinson is a member of Kingdom Covenant Church located in Detroit, Michigan. Her pastor is Reverend David A. Johnson II. So that being said, Sister Robinson, now if you don't mind, you can go ahead and share. I want you to do your first two poetry readings first, and then following her first two readings, Pastor Norman King is going to come forth with a song or musical selection, and then he's going to go directly into God's word. Then she's going to come back behind him after he concludes with the message on tonight, and she have two more poetry readings that she want to share with me and you, the listeners, on tonight. So, again, I pray that all you listeners have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King as he get ready to deliver another word from the Lord. Sister Robinson, now, if you don't mind, you can share your first two readings with us.
Okay. So the first poem that I'm going to share with you is my testimony. I wrote it for a testimony service, as a matter of fact. I just want to say before I read the poem, like you, I'm just piggybacking on what you said, Brother Brown. I'm praying that what I said will permeate the heart of some mother out there who is, you know, being stereotyped, who is doubting whether she's going to make it with her children. You can, and you will. Trust God. Take your children to church. That's what I did.
Amen.
And let them and keep God in their face, whether they want to hear it or not.
Amen.
Now, the name of this poem is called It Didn't Have to Be This Way. All praises be to God, because I stand before you today. I am here because of him, and it didn't have to be this way. You see, my life's been full of twists and turns, and I veered off the predestined path. And through many dangers, toils, and snares, I survived the aftermath of people who meant me no good and places that I should never have been, of trying to do things my own way, resulting in a life of sin. You see, I was only 16 years old on the night my mother was called. Her death left me angry, lost, and confused, a rebel without a cause. And all my life, I had been raised in the faith. But because of my anger, my heart and mind were conflicted. My mother was gone, and to hide my pain, I labeled myself grown and therefore unrestricted. But when I looked in the mirror, no grown woman was there, just a lost girl left to her vices, pretending to be on top of things, but so vulnerable to the devil's devices. And he pulled out all the stops, sent many wolves dressed in the sheep's finest clothing, and then he got in my head and made me forget whose I was, the door to turn back slowly closing. And if it wasn't enough, I brought my children along for the ride. Thank God for taking care of babies and fools. And I am so glad that there is forgiveness for all the years that I didn't give him the praise he was due. See, I had no time for that. I was living my life, partying, hanging, and running the streets, caught up in a whirlwind of nothingness, and still God's angels kept watch over me. And that's due in part to a praying grandmother who was up many nights pacing the floor, singing and praying and asking God to keep me safe and praising and shouting when I came back through the door. Now, it would take all night for me to muddle through all of the horror stories that I could tell. But instead, I will just make this long story short and say that I am here, and in my soul, it is well. You see, I've spent enough years beating myself up for missed opportunities and time that I wasted. And admittedly, there were many days that I cried out to the Lord, Father God, are we going to make it? But amid the chaos in my life, those times when I was alone, God reminded me that prayer still worked, and I asked, and he guided me back home. See, I could be a drug addict, a liar, a thief, a person that comes around and brings nothing but grief. I could be uneducated, but I have a degree. I could have had my children taken away from me. But instead, God raised them while he was raising me, transforming me into this person that you now see, one whose heart is full of love, one who despises hate, one who is no longer defined by her silly mistakes, one who is a soldier in the army of the Lord, one who stands on his word. It is my shield and my sword. One who understands that I could be dead, but because I'm not, God has work for me to do. And part of my work is letting you know that the same thing applies to you. All praises be to God because I stand before you today. He is worthy of all the honor and the glory because guess what? It didn't have to be this way.
Lord Jesus. Ooh. Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank Jesus. You. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And so because God gave me chance after chance after chance, and I have this format, and I'm able to, and I speak in churches, and I write for people and everything, I want to be a person that uplifts people. I want to be a person that guides people toward Christ and lets other people know that they have something to contribute to this world, too, that will glorify God and lift and the kingdom of God. So
amen.
The next poem that I want to do is called I Want to Make a Difference. I want to make a difference, but there is so much to change. God has blessed me to see more clearly now. See more clearly, and now I'm the one that's strange because hearts are waxed cold and turned away from God. Those that seek his truth have now been labeled odd. We are Bible thumpers, holy rollers, Jesus freaks. And don't forget, he is not real, so who listens when we speak? Because nowadays, what's wrong is right, and what's right is now passé. Hatred, scorn, gossip, and lies, the new order of the day. Backbiting, cynicism, jealousy, and greed. No respect for human decency or for human need. Politics rules everything, and they think that we don't know. There was a black man in the highest seat, but it seems that that was just for show. I want to make a difference. I want to take a stand and remind everyone that when we turn from our wicked ways, God will heal the land. I want to make a difference. It's time that someone speaks on something of significance to make the world a better place to be. It seems like no one's listening, too busy with the tweets, making twerking videos and hanging in the streets, devalued by each other, devalued by ourselves. No positive role models. Love and hip-hop's all that's left. I want to make a difference.
Lord Jesus, Lord have mercy. Ooh-wee. Listen, you know what? You most definitely are making an impact, and you are definitely making a difference because you are truly fulfilling your God purpose in the earth. So I'm so grateful that God has spared your life. As a single mother, you have your children before the Lord, and that's not in vain. So I just want you to know that my mother raised 9 of us by herself, and she's gone on to be with the Lord as well. But I thank God for single mothers that take their children before God and keep their children in the church, like you said, whether they want to go or not. So you are an inspiration to all, not just single mothers, but mothers, period. So you continue to stand on the wall because God has greater works for you to do. You haven't seen nothing yet. Your work has only begun. You continue to be the woman of God, the mother that he has called and ordained for you to be for such a time as this. That being said, stay on the line. So you can receive this word from Pastor Norman King. And then following his message, then I'm going to have you conclude with your final two portrait readings.
Okay. Will do.
Thank you. So and following the message on tonight and following her final two readings, I will be opening up the phone lines. So if you have dialed in, please stay on the line. I will be opening up the phone lines after the message and after she concluded her two final readings. So any of you that have dialed in, if you will have comments for her or Pastor Norman King, you will have an opportunity to do so. Pastor Norman King, I'll now yield the mic to you.
To God be glory. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. For I am privileged to be here tonight. Thank God for the young lady, you know, testimony and form she shared. It's definitely heartfelt. Amen. To God be glory and bless you and your family as well. I want to play this song and proceed in this song. I got a message I'm not going to say now, but the main emphasis until later on. So I'm going to let the song play out.
Yeah.
Pastor King.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's
thank
kind
you,
of
Lord.
Good, kind of going in and out. That song kind of going in and out.
But to God be the glory. This is this service tonight is going to be dedicated to Deacon Marvin Cox. So tonight I'm going to be coming from the book of Philippians. Amen. The first chapter, starting at verses 3. I'm going to read down to verse 7. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meant for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. In the name of Jesus, I pray and say, Lord, that I may decrease and that you may increase. Your prayer has gone forth. And the hearers of your word, I pray that they listen attentively, knowing it's not me, but it's you. We thank you. Bless
yes.
you. Family of Deacon Cox, Daddy Cox, and all those who in some way is affiliated with him, we pray their strength tonight, and we ask you a blessing in Jesus' name, pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to use one topic tonight. Faithful to his call. And, you know, when I heard the news about the passing of Deacon Cox, you know, I had a message already, you know, made out, but the Holy Spirit just laid in my heart that I need to talk this way tonight, amen. And then with that being said, and then this young lady come on here, share her testimony, and then her things that she talked about, her own life ties in with this right here. But see, that's the kind of God we serve, amen. So
yeah.
I want to talk about a man, and like I said, this is dedicated to Deacon Cox, amen, a man who was faithful to his call.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
he
yes.
was faithful
yes,
to his
Lord.
Call. And I think about the
yes,
scripture, amen, that I render these scriptures, amen. And I look at Paul here, and Paul, when he began to make his address, amen, and I thought about Deacon Cox. It wasn't me choosing. It was the Holy Spirit. That's where it's supposed to be anyway. We're not supposed to choose and pick.
That's
it's supposed
right.
to be led by the Holy Spirit, amen. So when the Holy Spirit
that's
laid
right.
into my heart, say, this is Deacon Cox. You know, he's a man who was faithful. Come on, huh? He
yes,
was faithful.
Yes, yes.
I never met him in person, but I talked to him, listened to him over the air all these years, and it's as if I knew the man. Amen. And I didn't
yes.
even know to the end that he actually crawled around the house. Amen.
Yes.
You would never know it by listening to him on the radio. Amen. But then I think about Deacon Cox, and I think about this scripture that Paul began to make his address, and he said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Now think about Deacon Cox, amen, and I thank God that I got remembrance now. Come on, thank God for you, Cousin
yeah.
James, because if it had not been for you being led by the Holy Spirit, I never would have met him the way I met him
that's
through this internet, amen. And then it goes on, and see, this is a mark of a thankful heart, amen. And also verse 4 says, always in every prayer of mine for you, always making requests of joy. See, that's a mark of prayer, because Deacon Cox always opened up with those poems, amen. And I guess
yeah,
he had hundreds
yeah.
of poems, amen. And he had a way of,
yeah.
of, when he gave the poem, amen, he had a certain laugh, amen. And not even seeing him in person, I saw his smile while he's on the phone, amen. And he had a love for God, like Paul had a love
yeah.
for God, amen. And it says here in verse 5, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. I think about Deacon Cox, James. You know, the times I met him, amen, and he was in his fellowship and his faithfulness, amen, all the way to the end. He did it while he could. Old folks had a saying, you do what you can while it's day, because nighttime is coming, amen. And that man shared that gospel as long as he was able to do it, amen, until he couldn't do it no more, amen. And we don't know how he still did it because it's between him and God, amen. But I want to just, like I said, dedicate this message, amen, to Deacon Cox tonight, amen. But as I continue to elaborate, I'll be with you just for a short minute, amen. But I got to share with you all tonight what God has given me, amen, because it's very personal and it's touching and it's fitting, amen. And I heard you on the phone, Cousin James, when you was letting everybody know about the passing. I heard it in your voice, amen. And that's why the Lord gave me this word. See, I didn't know, amen, but the Spirit of God knew that I had to come this way, amen, because I knew that you and Deacon Cox were very close, amen. And I'm going to say again, to reiterate, he was a man who was faithful to his call, amen. He was faithful, amen. And I shared some words tonight, amen, that's going to talk about some faithfulness. Just bear with me. I'm lining myself up, y'all. Just bear with me, amen. Deacon Cox. Here we go. Deacon Cox, amen. Deacon Cox. He all over this word tonight, y'all, amen. Deacon Cox, amen. This is a mark, and he was a mark of a Christian who was in partnership. See, Paul was in partnership as well, amen. And the partnership that Deacon Cox had with the Lord also was with you, cuz, James Brown,
yes.
Amen. Y'all was in partnership, amen. So how closely bond together is talking about how Paul and the church were. I'm saying, James, you and Deacon Cox, y'all was close. Just like Paul had the bond with this church, you and Deacon Cox had a bond. Y'all was partners in heart. Amen. Just like Paul was partners in heart. Philippians, amen. You and Deacon Cox, amen. Y'all was partners in heart. Amen. James and Deacon Cox, amen. Paul loved them as he loved himself. And you and Deacon Cox had a love for each other. You see, this word tonight coming out of Philippians 1, it ties in with Paul and Philippians. It also ties in between you and Deacon Cox, amen, because I'm dedicating this service, amen, to Deacon Cox and you, James. See, Paul loved them as he loved himself. He held them ever so dear to his heart, just like you gave Deacon Cox several opportunities, amen, to come forth for that word, even when someone couldn't make it. Amen. Deacon Cox, like myself, was ready and available. It didn't matter how short a notice it was. If we was available, we was available. Amen. And I want to just give God the glory because of the time that I was able to know him. Amen. Paul. Amen. Paul loved them as he loved himself. I said it just like you and Deacon Cox had the same type of love. And Paul also, he was partners with them in this suffering. And just like you, James, you was partners with Deacon Cox in this suffering. I didn't know the man couldn't walk. I didn't know the man crawled around his house or apartment where he stayed until he told me. But he did not let that stop him from doing the work of the Lord. Amen. And he did it as long as, and you told me even down to the end, he had his hospital bed by the window. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm trying to say something, amen, that he was faithful to his call, amen. He was faithful, amen. And see, here tonight, I'm sympathizing, amen, you know, with Deacon Cox and his family, amen. And even though, amen, that he was going through what he's going through, you wouldn't even know it because the man, he thrived on giving God the glory. The point is this, the affection between Paul and the Philippians, James, is what you and Deacon Cox had. The same affection that Paul had with the Philippians, you had with Deacon Cox, amen. And it was so tender that y'all hearts went out to each other, amen. The same way Paul's heart went out toward the Philippians, amen. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying tonight, amen. I'm preaching a word tonight that's relevant, amen, because I'm talking about a mature Christian, you see. God wants to strive to be mature in these things, amen. So when these things begin to happen, we go through the valley or the shadow of death, we feel no evil because we know who we're talking about, different experiences. And here it is, and not even knowing how this young lady was going to come with her testimony, because her testimony is wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in this message tonight as well, amen, because she shared some of the same experience, amen. Well, see, that's the kind of God we serve, amen. With one experience, the other, look at now, with one experience, the other felt. Paul felt what they felt. James, you felt what Deacon Cox felt. Deacon Cox felt what you felt. That's why y'all were so close, amen. And that's the reason why we got to use the time that God give us to maximize the experience by way of the Holy Spirit, amen. And that's what I'm trying to say tonight, amen, that this is a learning, amen, amen, and that we got to be partners, amen, in every aspect on this journey in Jesus' name, amen. And here, this church was going through some suffering, but yet Paul partnered with them in their suffering. James partnered with Deacon Cox in his suffering. Deacon Cox suffered. I mean, he partnered with James in his suffering. I'm just trying to say something, y'all, that then and only then can we bear each other's burden. Come on, huh? We got to only right. Until we partner with our brothers and sisters in Christ in suffering can we bear each other's burden and truly minister what? To each other. Romans 15:1 says, when then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Amen. Galatians 6:2 says, bear ye one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. So I just want to say tonight that we give God the honor and give God the glory. As we look at this partnership that James and Deacon Cox had, amen, and it mirrors the relationship and partnership that Paul had with the Philippians, amen. The Philippians had not given up the gospel, nor had they become silent or complacent in sharing the gospel. And James, that's the way it was for you and Deacon Cox, amen. Y'all both, I know this to be truth, had not given up the gospel, nor have y'all become silent, amen. Deacon Cox hit the message sometimes, and I had to listen through to the end to understand where he's coming from, because he always had a good ending to explain his beginning, amen. He was faithful. He was who was faithful to his call, amen. And I'm just saying tonight, we thank God. We thank God for whom all blessings flow. The church and its members were busy for Christ, actively bearing witness to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. This church in Philippians was like that, amen. And this, when I read this right here, saying how busy this church were for Christ, I think about the young lady testimony a while ago, amen. And see, God has already got everything mapped out for all of us, amen. All we got to do is be faithful to our calling, amen, because Romans 11:29 says that the gifts and the callings of God is irrevocable, amen. So God's plan for our life is already complete. But he don't take back. That's why the word says the gifts and the callings of God is irrevocable, meaning God does not change his mind. We got to take the great commission of our Lord what? Seriously. Where he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe. You see what I'm saying? It changed gears there, y'all. It said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20. I want to say God bless you, and I'm going to turn this over to Cousin James, because I know the young lady got to bless us with a few more tonight before it's over with. So God bless each and every one of you. And I said, Deacon Cox was a man who was faithful to his call. God bless you.
Amen. And I'm a witness. I am a little witness. And I can truly verify this, what you just said, because he was faithful at least twice a month, or sometimes three times a month, as a regular on this ministry platform for over 5 years. And just like Pastor Norman King just said, Deacon Marvin Cox was one of those, and he suffered with muscular dystrophy. When he was able to drive to church, he was there. He was the deacon in the church. But after his physical body got weakened, it started shutting down, and he had to start crawling around on the floor in his house. He was still cooking for his wife and family and doing all of that stuff. But he was still faithful in sharing, and he was happy to deliver God's word. He would always share inspirational poems first, and he had so many poems, I think thousands of poems. And I asked him many years, you need to put those poems in the books, into books, so they can be a blessing to the world. So he never got around to doing that, but I hope his family will eventually do that in his remembrance. But he was a faithful man after God's own heart. He loved the Lord. He loved his family. So he married into my family. So I've been knowing him over 40 years. But I thank God he's my brother in Christ. And like you said, Pastor Norman King, I can always call on him or you at the last minute when someone else was scheduled to be on the ministry platform to deliver God's word. At the very last minute, I would call either you or him to fill in, or I would fill in myself. And he was always ready and standing by and able to share God's word. He was always excited and happy to share God's word, that souls would be saved through the word, that God would get the glory. And that's what he was all about. So I thank God for his life. He's gone, but he will never be forgotten. His memory and precious works of his hands will always live on in all those that knew him and loved him from their heart. So we thank God for you, Pastor Norman King. So I'm getting ready to go back to, I also want to say, give a shout out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. So we're getting ready to go back to my special guest on tonight, Sister Robert Robertson. Again, she's a member of the Kingdom Covenant Church in Detroit, Michigan, where her pastor is Pastor Reverend David A. Johnson II. Sister Robertson, if you don't mind, could you please go ahead and share your final two readings with us now?
Yes, and speaking to Deacon Cox, he seemed like he was a very, very wonderful man and a man after God's own heart. I hear that how much work he did in the kingdom, and so I want to share a poem that speaks about agape love, which is what we need. And agape love is God's love. And it seems that Deacon Cox was a person that carried that in his heart and gave it to other people. So,
amen. Listen, Robertson, before you do that, if you don't mind, I'm gonna reschedule you to come back on another day so you can share some more of your inspirational poems with us, because we're getting ready to run short of time. But if you don't mind sharing one more, the one that you want to do now, do that one, and then I'm gonna open up the phone lines. But I'm gonna have you come back on a later date and share some more inspirational poems with us.
Sounds good. Okay. Agape love. How often do we say that someone is hard to love? Well, how much more are you? What if God took this attitude toward us? Whatever would we do? What if he withdrew his hand, turned his watchful eye away? We would be lost in this wretched world in chaos and dismay. How often do we write folks off, label them as a cause that's lost, withdraw our care and concern from them, and avoid them at all costs? How dare we not love the people that we see every day, all while proclaiming to love God, having never seen his face? Agape love is what we need, and not just for our family and friends, but extended to every one of us, God's love that never ends. It's a love that is compassionate. It's a promise of a better tomorrow. It's the right word at the right time. It's comfort in times of sorrow. God's agape love cradles us, places us in the safety of his arms. It shields us from all dangers and shelters us from harm. God's agape love is forgiveness. It's the softening of hardened hearts. It's the steadfast and consistent love. It finishes what it starts. Agape love has no prejudices. It does not pick and choose. In it, there are no big eyes, nor are there little U's. Agape love measures us all the same. And even though we don't deserve it, agape love looks past our imperfections and deems us all as worthy. And because he deemed us worthy, agape love became a man, a walking, talking, living sacrifice sent here to heal the land. Agape love is the greatest example of love that one can give. It is the blueprint of selflessness and the very reason that we live.
Wow. Amen. That is so fitting. That is so fitting and a closing poem on tonight. And I'm so grateful that you dedicated that poem to my friend and my brother in Christ, Deacon Marvin Cox. And I'm going to let his family know to go to this website so they can pull it up and they can listen to this poem that you just dedicated to him, and also the message that was dedicated to him on tonight from Pastor Norman King, because his life spoke for itself. And sometimes our life is our obituary. So he lived his life, and I know that God is pleased with his life. And I am so grateful for God allowing our paths to cross. And I know that I'm going to see him again when God calls us home, when we all gather around the throne of grace and we all see Jesus face to face. We're going to meet our brother in Christ again. So thank you so much, Sister Robertson. And stay on the line. Oh, before you do that, if you could please share with the listeners, in case if there's anyone that's listening on the line tonight, if they would like for you to come to their church or do a reading anywhere, how would the listeners be able to contact you?
You can contact me via my email, which is shespeaksonit@gmail.com. You can comment, you can contact me there, or you can also contact me via Messenger on Facebook. My name is Robin Robertson.
Do that one more time, please.
shespeaksonit@gmail.com, or you can contact me via Messenger at Robin Robertson.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. I am getting ready to open up the phone lines. I see we have a lot of listeners that have dialed in on tonight, so I want to give them an opportunity to speak with you or Pastor Norman King. Give me just one second. I'm unmuting all of these phone lines that have dialed in on tonight. And as usual, we do have a lot of people that dialed in, and some of them don't say anything, but we thank God for you that do dial in to the show. I don't call it a show. I call it, this is a ministry. So we thank God for each one of you that faithfully dials in. So right now the phone lines are open. If there's anyone that have dialed in on tonight, if you have a question for Pastor Norman King regarding the message, or if you want to have a question or comments to my guest on tonight, Sister Robinson, the phone lines are open now. Feel free. Anyone?
Good evening, praise Brother God. James. How are you this evening?
I'm holding on. God bless you, Sister Gwen.
Amen, amen. And to Sister Robertson, girl, I can definitely relate to you as being a single parent. I was a single parent myself, and I thank God. I thank God and his angels for being with me every day and for getting me through that, because you got to have the Lord on your side when you're a single parent.
Yes, you do.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, you do.
Amen. Pastor King. Yes, yes, ma'am. God bless you for persevering and sticking with the Lord.
Yes.
Pastor King, I want to thank
ma'am.
You for those beautiful reflections of Deacon Cox. Yes, Deacon Cox was a faithful servant. I loved his poetry. And he will truly be missed, and I was just so hurt, and my heart is so heavy, even though I never met a Deacon Cox, but I met him in the spirit through the Lord and through Brother
Amen.
Brown, and we have
Amen.
Just made a kinship, and I'm truly going to miss him. Yeah,
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor
yes.
King.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? The phone lines are open. Praise the Lord. Hello. Anyone
good
else?
Evening, Brother Brown.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Good evening, Brother
good evening.
Brown. Thank
good
you
evening.
So much for this platform. Good evening. Thank you so much for this platform. My name is Sherry Ware, and I just want to thank Robin for allowing God to use her the way that he uses her, to be able to speak his word, to encourage and to
yes.
uplift those who may be in need of some encouragement. So, Robin, I just thank you so much for all that God has done in your life. Thank you for helping me to raise my kids as a single mom. And also just thank you so much for inviting me to this platform tonight.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you
so much for tuning in.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Sister Sharon. God bless you, Sister Sharon. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Anybody
God bless you as well.
Okay, thank you so much. The phone line is still open. Anyone else? I have a lot of listeners still on the line. If you were blessed by the testimony or anything else that you heard on tonight, you can speak up now. The lines are open. Praise the Lord. I just want to give everyone an opportunity that have dialed in on tonight. But back to, in case you want to say something while I'm talking, you can just jump on in if you want to. The lines are open. But I just want to go back to Deacon Marvin Cox right now. Again, he every time someone in my family passed away, Deacon Marvin Cox would always have a poem that he would read at the homegoing service. And every poem that he read at every homegoing service was very fitting for that individual. It just was his calling. And he was just a people person. I'm just not saying because he's a part of my family as an in-law, because he's married to my brother-in-law's sister, but because he was a man of God and a brother in Christ. So he had a spiritual calling on his life, and he loved what he did, and he did it with compassion. And that's how we all should be. And so I tell people all the time, Deacon Marvin Cox could have used his physical condition as an excuse not to do anything, to continue to serve the Lord, but he didn't. He crawled around on the floor as suffering with muscular dystrophy. He had COVID twice. Then he suffered a stroke. And he did not let any of that stop him. So my question on tonight to you, the listeners that are still listening in on tonight, what are you doing for the Lord? What excuse are you using not to do what God called you to do? Do you know your God purpose? Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? He was truly an asset to the kingdom of God. And I just thank God for his life. And he is, again, he's truly going to be missed, but I'm so glad. I am so grateful that he's out of his pain. He's out of his misery. And he don't have to suffer anymore with the trials and the tribulations of this world. He is now at peace. And I know that he's resting in the arms of Jesus. So that's what I'm happy and I'm excited about for him. And so we want to continue to lift up his family, his wife, Sister Betty Cox, who also recently suffered a stroke and COVID. So we want to continue to lift her up in prayer and his entire family. So, again, the phone lines are open for anyone that would like to help. Praise the Lord. Was someone speaking? Well, that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out for tonight. Again, I thank God for every one of you that have dialed in, all of you that have spoken on tonight. Sister Roberson, don't forget, I am going to give you a call back later so we can schedule you to come back on again and share some more of your inspirational poems. And who knows, God may have you as a regular to share your inspirational poems. You never know how the Lord is going to work. So I'm just going to be praying about that. But in the meantime, I'm going to call you back and give you another date so you can come back on and share some more inspirational poems with us.
Okay, that sounds fantastic.
Amen. So we're going to close out in prayer. Don't forget, on this coming Saturday night, Sister May, Pastor Ron May's wife, will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. You want to tune in and be blessed by what God is going to say through her, through his word. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we coming together once again, thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy of our praise. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you that you said you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And you are a hopeful promised people. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. So we thank you for the life and the legacy of our brother in Christ, Deacon Marvin Cox. So we ask that you will continue to bless his wife and strengthen her and his entire family. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. All those in his family that may not be saved, I pray that this opportunity that will come at his homegrown service, as your word goes forth with power, that they would open their hearts and minds to receive your word, and they would open their mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them as well, and they will come to know and fulfill their own individual God purpose as well, just like Deacon Marvin Cox did, that their lives will not and living will not be in vain, that you will get the glory. So now, Lord, we just bless your name. Continue to have your way through this worldwide ministry platform that alone get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Remember, as I always say, remember God loves you, I love you, and remember that if you can do anything, if you can't do anything else, learn how to encourage one another in God's word. not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, we know that God is going to get the glory. So until this coming Saturday night, be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. If you too can.